Okay, so picture this with me.
Okay.
A retired passenger plane wheels down for the last time, but not in some like dusty desert graveyard, right?
Right.
But at a busy facility, humming with activity. This plane, it's not fading into the background. No way, it's about to have a whole second life in pieces.
Wow.
You with me? Today's deep dive, we're going inside the world of aircraft teardown and part out. It's where sustainability gets real smart, real fast, all in the aviation industry.
Interesting.
We've got a stack of articles here from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, and they're digging deep into the nuts and bolts, pun intended, of how this whole thing works.
I'll tell you, it's a fascinating niche. The whole way we see an aircraft's life cycle is changing. You know, it's moving away from that old build, use, scrap thing and becoming way more circular, sustainable too.
Okay, so walk us through it. What exactly are we talking about when we say aircraft assembly and part out?
Well, it's more than just taking a plane apart, that's for sure. Imagine less demolition derby and more like, surgical deconstruction. You've got these highly skilled technicians meticulously taking apart retired aircraft piece by piece. And they're salvaging all those valuable components for reuse.
So it's not like rusty old parts they're pulling out.
No, not at all. We're talking engines, landing gear,
Yeah.
all the avionics, even the seats, everything carefully taken out, inspected, refurbished, good as new.
Hold on, as good as new, we're saying they can take like a used engine off one plane, fix it up, and it can go right back up in the air on another plane.
Yep, that's exactly right. And this isn't some new experimental thing either. After these parts go through rigorous testing, get all the certifications, they're good to go, get a second life, they do, extends their lifespan, cuts down on having to make brand new components all the time, which, as you know, uses up a ton of resources.
Makes sense. It's like, what is that? A giant plane recycling
Right.
program, but with way, way higher stakes?
Yeah.
And speaking of stakes, we're talking about parts that, keep planes up in the air. Is there any risk with these pre-owned components?
That's where the meticulous part really comes in, right? Every single part that comes out of that plane, it's got to go through a super rigorous inspection and testing process.
Oh, yeah.
No cutting corners here. It's about getting the most value out of those parts, but never compromising on safety. That's the key. Actually, there are whole companies built around this, specializing in it. APOC, Air Salvage International. They're leading the charge.
APOC, that's one of the companies our magazine articles mention. What did they do that's so special?
Well, APOC, they've really found their niche. They focus on disassembling very specific aircraft types, mainly the Boeing 737NG and an Airbus A320.
Hmm.
And get this, they've got this incredible infrastructure, lets them process a massive amount of parts, all while sticking to really strict environmental rules and regulations.
So they're like the, what, the kings of sustainable plane part outs?
They've definitely earned a top spot, yeah.
Yeah.
And our articles highlight how their business model, it's not just good for the planet, it's profitable too.
Okay, so this is all great for the planet. We're recycling, less waste. But what about the financial side of things? Who's actually making money off of this whole aircraft disassembly thing?
It's a win-win for a lot of players, really. Think about it. Airlines, especially with those supply chain issues everyone's facing post-pandemic, they get a more affordable way to get parts, and the parts are readily available. Then you've got the MRO facilities, that's maintenance, repair, and overhaul stations. They get a steady supply of the components they need. And of course, you've got those specialized companies like APOC that are capitalizing on this booming global market.
So instead of planes just piling up in the desert, they're being taken apart carefully, their parts get a second life. It's kind of like poetic in a mechanical kind of way.
I know, right? And here's the thing, this whole trend, it's not slowing down. If anything, the demand for tear down and part out, it's going to keep growing. The global fleet of aircraft is aging, and that push for sustainable practices, that's only getting stronger.
Okay, you've got me hooked. This is way more interesting than I thought it'd be. But let's get down to it. What does it actually look like to take apart a plane? Do they just like wheel it into a hangar and break out the power tools?
It's a process, that's for sure. Not just like wham bam, thank you, ma'am, with the power tools.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely a sight to see, I'll tell you that much.
So what, like cranes and stuff, teams of people?
Oh, yeah. It's all very methodical, organized. You got to have the right equipment, the right people. Those technicians, they're like master puzzle solvers, figuring out how to take this giant thing apart.
Okay, so what's the first step then?
They start with a super detailed assessment. I'm talking examining the aircraft's history,
Yeah.
every nook and cranny of its current condition, figuring out what parts are going to be in high demand,
Right.
everything. Think of it like a pre-op, you know, before a big surgery.
So they've got a plan. They're not just ripping stuff off.
Oh, absolutely not. They're looking for the most efficient way to dismantle the whole thing, making sure they preserve those valuable parts.
Sure.
You break something, it's not valuable anymore, right?
Right, of course not. So they're taking off, like, what? Big chunks first.
You got it. They start with those external parts, you know, the wings, the tail assemblies, all those big pieces. It's like peeling back an onion, layer by layer.
Okay, and then that's when they get to the, what would you call it, the guts of the plane.
That's when it gets really interesting. They move to those internal components, the engines, landing gear, avionics, all that critical stuff. Got to be careful with those. Those are high value.
Yeah, I bet. One wrong move there and yikes.
Exactly. But like I was saying, these technicians, they're highly skilled. They've got the experience, the special tools, all the right equipment. They make sure everything is disconnected, isolated, no damage, no accidents.
So the plane's in pieces. What's next?
Okay, so now all those parts, they go through a sorting and evaluation process. Each and every single part, it gets inspected.
Yeah.
Like it's at the doctor's office.
And they're looking for?
Any wear and tear, corrosion, damage, anything that says, nope, this one's not going back up in the air. And it's not just a quick glance either. They're using all kinds of tech x-rays, ultrasonic testing, you name it. These folks mean business when it comes to safety.
Intense. Okay, so the good ones go on to the next round. What about the parts that don't make the cut?
Those are disposed of or recycled. Responsibly, of course. Everything's got to be on the up and up when it comes to the environment.
Which is good. They just toss in plane parts in a landfill somewhere. So the ones that are airworthy, they're what, ready to go back into a plane?
After a little spa treatment, maybe. Just kidding. But they're carefully packaged up, all the paperwork's in order, and then they're available to airlines and MROs all over the world.
Wow. So apart from a plane in, like, Europe could end up in a plane in Asia.
You got it. And that's what makes all of this so cool. It's circular, it's sustainable, the future of aviation right here.
I'm really starting to understand why this whole industry is taking off like it is. But there's going to be challenges, right? I mean, this is all pretty complicated stuff.
There's got to be roadblocks, right? Nobody gets to just take planes apart and make millions and call it a day.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges in this whole aircraft disassembly world?
You know, it's funny you should mention that. One of the biggest ones, actually, finding qualified people.
Really?
It's not just about knowing how to handle a wrench. You need someone who's like a meticulous mechanic, yeah. Mm-hmm. But also someone who kind of likes puzzles, gets a thrill out of figuring things out.
Right, because it's not just about taking it apart. It's about taking it apart the right way.
Exactly. And those folks, they're not just, you know, growing on trees. Finding enough of them to keep up with this teardown demand, that's a job in itself.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, the actual process, like we were talking about, are there certain planes that are harder to dismantle than others? I'm imagining those massive ones must be a nightmare. You're not wrong. The articles, they talked about that too. Those big four-engine wide-body jets, like the Boeing 747s.
Yeah, the jumbo jets.
Those are in a whole other league compared to, say, a 737 or an A320, those single-aisle guys.
Yeah, those big planes would be a beast to take apart. But is it just about size, or are there other things that make it tough?
Size is a huge factor, for sure. I mean, you need the manpower, the heavy-duty equipment, just to move those parts around safely. But then there's all the systems.
Oh, yeah, all those complicated systems.
So many wires, hydraulics, fuel lines. It's mind-boggling, really. Got to be so careful documenting everything, disconnecting it all in the right order, taking it all out without, you know, breaking the plane.
Yikes. Sounds like trying to take apart a supercomputer, but, you know, the size of a house.
That's a great way to put it. And speaking of computers, one thing that really struck me in those articles was how important software and data have become in this whole process.
Oh, like what?
Well, think about it. It's not just brute strength anymore, right? Now they've got these sophisticated software programs can create like 3D models of the whole aircraft.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and they can track every single part, where it is, what kind of condition it's in. They can even use data to predict which parts are going to be in high demand down the line.
So they can be like, we know this airline is going to need that exact part in 6 months. Better hold on to it.
Exactly. It's wild, right? The whole thing's become this like well-oiled machine, all about data, all about giving those aircraft parts another chance to fly.
This whole deep dive has been fascinating. Really makes you think twice next time you see a plane in the air, knowing what we know now.
Right. They're like flying Lego sets.
Exactly. Well, I think that's about it for our deep dive into the world of aircraft disassembly and part out. It's amazing to see how innovation and a little bit of ingenuity are turning what was once considered waste into like valuable treasure.
Absolutely. And who knows what the future holds? Maybe we'll be talking about flying cars getting disassembled next.
Now that would be a deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.